This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We have Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com. The Wyoming Cowboys, Cody, where did all that come from? 21 points in the fourth quarter. That interception by Braden Johnson, the ball's knocked around all over the place and ends up in his hands, and the Cowboys go score. They get on the board again in the fourth quarter. Get it to 28-21, and from that point on, all the momentum just, like, transferred over to the Cowboys, and they found themselves walking away with a dub, an important dub for the Cowboys.
Yeah, man, did they need that one. And you could tell in the locker room it was not only just a sigh of relief, it was just something that this team hasn't experienced in a while. Almost a month losing three straight, and those weren't the three easiest teams in the world. But I tell you what, man, one of the more bizarre games I've ever covered in my life. San Jose State just comes out of the gate and makes Wyoming look silly. You know Danny Scudero is going to be their guy. Still, Wyoming can do nothing about it. He's got four touchdowns in the first 20 minutes. And you're thinking, oh, my God, this guy's going to break every NCAA record under the sun at this rate. And the Cowboys somehow managed to slow it down. And as impressive as it was to score 21 in the fourth and win this game, the Cowboys held that offense off the board. After 10-19 with 10-19 remaining in the second quarter, San Jose State never scored again. They missed a couple of field goals, but that's a long field goals, and that's a really high powered offense to keep in check like that. And they hurt Walker Egitt, Tyus Westland coming in unblocked, gets the strip sack and puts their quarterback on the sideline. So, really weird game though. Absolutely bizarre to see it play out. It was an absolute fireworks show right off the bat, then an absolute bore fest through the first two through the next two quarters, and then another fireworks show ensued in the fourth.
Yeah, pretty much, like you said, the final 10 minutes of the first half, but in that second half, it felt a lot like a lot of the Wyoming games we've seen, where defense making the stops, offense can't do anything. Defense making the stops, but then you finally have to just take matters into your own hands and score a touchdown, and then it was like the top just blew off this thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I started thinking about what Jay Sauville said last week after the UNLV game. You cannot give up two special teams touchdowns and win. And my thoughts were Wyoming returned a punt for a touchdown and a pick six for a touchdown. You can't do that and lose. You absolutely cannot. But I also tweeted out right before the fourth. I said, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. The Cowboys are only down 14, but they're well on their way to their fourth straight loss. This is lifeless. And to be honest with you, around the time the interception happened for the touchdown, I was kind of pecking away at their obituary. I mean, yeah. It was dire. And, that flipped the script in a hurry. And what a weird, you know, you got the weird happenings right before half where Wyoming can't get a field goal off. And in this one, you have a do-over for San Jose State's offense, who just picked up a fourth and two. They get a do. They have to do the play over. And, they, of course, the announcers on TV and the announcers in the stadium, nobody let us know what the hell was going on. What happened was they sent a 11th guy on. They sent a wide receiver on late, which means Wyoming can substitute as well. They didn't give Wyoming enough time to substitute. They ran the play, so the referees got together and called it a do-over, which I'm not sure is the technical term, but next thing you know, the next play is a pick six going the other way for Braden Johnson. Yeah. The Cowboys roll from there.
Yeah, that situation was odd. I mean, even the Kelman run, it wasn't odd. It was amazing, but it was like at that moment you're not thinking you're going to have one of these powerful game clenching type of plays, and then there it was.
Yeah, well, and then they bring Walker Egitt in off the deck. You know, he hadn't been in the last 5-6 offensive series for the Spartans, and here he comes on the field to save the day and can't get it done. So yeah, man, just a really, really weird. It is one of the more bizarre games I've covered in the 7 years I've been covering the Cowboys, and you can't overstate it. They needed this game so badly. They were only 2-7 heading into that game in their last nine inside War Memorial Stadium, and that's supposed to be one of the best home field advantages in not only the Mountain West but the country. And they needed to feel good about something. And I can't imagine what things would be like right now if they didn't win that game. And, oh, by the way, we're sitting there watching in the press box Air Force, you know, put a 50-burger on UNLV on the road at the same time and thinking, it's just getting worse and worse. And then everything flipped.
Sometimes those kind of games, too, Cody, when you don't play your best game throughout, but you find a way to win, that's the kind of game that I think can instill a lot of confidence going forward, you know, especially for this matchup coming up against Air Force.
No question. I think something we should probably go ahead and start saying is Wyoming's defense is legit. And I know Scudero made him look silly right off the bat. Desmond Hearns, I spoke to him. He said, you know, I got dusted. I didn't expect that kid to be as fast as he was. And, you know, my rebuttal's like, well, he did the same thing to Texas. How the hell do you not know how fast this kid is? And, you know, he caught a beautiful pass there for a touchdown and then turns around and catches a 72-yarder in front of Hearns, too. But it wasn't even Hearns' guy. And then all of a sudden they got pressure. They started bringing the heat instead of dropping eight. They started bringing heat. They were getting in Egitt's face. Then they hurt Egitt. Then San Jose State's forced to play two more quarterbacks. So, you know, you like to say, and I think we've said this on your show how many times this year, this is the perfect week to get right. Air Force's defense is atrocious bad, like dead last in all of FBS. I'm going through it right now. They have given up so many explosive plays. I'm sure it just is keeping old Troy Calhoun up at night. I mean, this would be the time. And when it comes to pass defense, they are the worst. And I will say, Caden Anderson, for his struggles, he had a really bad interception in this game. But, man, the 45-yard touchdown pass to Charlie Coonan was legit. That was a legit NFL-looking throw. And then, you know, the other touchdown throw to Michael Fitzgerald looked an awful lot like a guy who wore number 17 here back in 2016. Rolling to his right, throws it. Michael Fitzgerald's diving in the end zone to catch the ball. I mean, it's there. And I think we saw more this week of what Caden Anderson could be.
Yeah, and that's the hope. You're right with Air Force, too, Cody. Like, every time you watch this game, you just think, man, that defense can't be that bad. And as soon as they score, it's almost instant. Whoever they're going up against is going to move. I remember that Hawaii Air Force game. It's like, okay, now things are going to slow down. Air Force's defense will finally pick it up at some point, and then bam. It's just – I'll tell you this. For the teams that we follow around here, Air Force has definitely been the most exciting. They're 1-5, but they've been the most exciting.
No doubt. No, oh, they can score. They can score in bunches. I mean, it's so – how bizarre is it? They are – Brady, they are 4 yards – an average of 4 yards passing a game away from being ranked 6th in the Mountain West in the passing category. That's insane. They're 2 behind Wyoming and 4 behind Fresno State right now. So you're at that element to an already scary, terrifying offense that they already run. It's been clicking on all cylinders. But, man, if they can't stop anybody, you just got to feel sick.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, I don't understand Air Force. I mean, I remember most years with Troy Calhoun, it's like they're going to run, you know, and they're still doing that like crazy. But they're going to maybe throw it like 4 times a game, 5 times a game. That is not the case with this team. They're still doing all the running things, but they're passing. And these aren't always just like, oh, they've ran it 20 times in a row. Now let's catch them off guard with the pass. They've got like a legitimate passing attack.
Yeah, it's wild, and you saw glimpses of it a couple years ago. You know, Kate Harris is a really good, another guy who's under 6 foot tall at the wide receiver spot who's just making a ton of plays. And I think they're taking advantage of that, that they have some guys on the outside. It's probably very rare that they have, you know, game changers on the perimeter like they do right now. So I believe they have 5 guys right now who have more than 100 yards receiving. Wyoming just got to 4, and 3 of those guys eclipsed the 100-yard mark last week against San Jose State. I mean, Air Force is throwing the ball, legit throwing the ball, like you said, and they're bouncing the run right off of it, and they're using it together in unison, and it looks better maybe than ever, but they can't stop anybody, and it's almost the equivalent of a Wyoming fan who's saying, man, the defense keeps kicking ass and the offense is doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the same thing.
This has the makings of a game where I have no idea what to expect in this one. I mean, the total, the over-under is 58.5 in this game. I have no idea. Like, this is going to be the most complicated game to pick of the year, I think.
Well, and history would tell you this game always is, you know, comes down to a single-digit winner, and it's been so close. Air Force is clinging to a 31-28-3 lead overall in the series. It's always, always close. I was talking about it on my show yesterday. I remember one blowout was Brett Smith going into Falcon Stadium the year after the whole Troy Calhoun, Dave Christensen debacle during the postgame handshake. And Wyoming could have put up a hell of a lot more than they did that year. Other than that, it's been down to the wire every single timeout against these guys.
Cowboys are 3.5-point dogs in this one, Cody. How do you see this one going down, man?
They have. I mean, this defense is so bad. I'm going through it right now as we speak, Brady, and it's just they're so bad. You have to take advantage. And Air Force is keeping these games close. Almost every game has been close this year. They just need to. They're eventually going to get over the hump here, and you can't let it be against you. And the Cowboys haven't won there since 2017, and they haven't won in Laramie in forever either. It's one of those deals where, you know, the road team has not been pulling it out. So the Cowboys have to take advantage here. They have to use San Jose State as a springboard. And, you know, it's something else I thought about yesterday with CSU leaving. Air Force is the new Front Range main Mountain West rival.
Yeah.
So this is the birth of an already good rival that, you know, can really, a good rivalry that can really be jacked up a notch here.
Yeah, and this is a big game too for the Cowboys, you know. Well, honestly, both teams. If Air Force has already had how many conference games? 4 already? And they're 0-4. So I mean, yeah, the idea of I picked them to be in the Mountain West Championship game at least, Cody, but that doesn't look realistic at this stage. But I suppose for Air Force, if they want any shot at that, they have to pretty much win out, and I don't think that will be enough. But for the Cowboys, they're very much in the mix of this thing, 1-1. It's still early in conference play for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we've talked about it the last few weeks here. If you can get on a run here, you have San Jose State, you have Air Force, you have CSU. And, of course, CSU, I don't know who was wearing their outfits the other night or who was, better yet, who was wearing Fresno State's. But then you run into a San Diego State team that's all of a sudden sitting atop the conference. So, you know, anybody who tells you, once again, anybody who tells you they know in their preseason picks and
this
all
call
that,
will be recorded.
That's not. They don't.
The call is no longer being recorded.
They don't know.
You record? Are you recording this, Cody?
I accidentally hit a button. You know I'm a tech whiz, Brady.
It will be recorded either way, so we'll get it out there. But no, the race is crazy. With CSU, Fresno State, suddenly, if CSU can be that team, then who knows? But it does still feel wide open because I think we're still. Strangely enough, there's a 6-0 team in this conference, and that's UNLV. But I think whoever I interview, whether it's you or guys from the CSU side of things or Air Force, I think we're all kind of saying, but are they that good? We're going to find out, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're going to find out this week. They haven't beat Boise State in Boise ever. And, of course, these two teams have met the last couple of years for the Mountain West title game. So, you know, really like Dan Mullen, really like Anthony Calandria. I think they have a really good thing going there. But, giving up 48 at home on homecoming to Air Force and the teams they beat before Wyoming with losing records. I don't know. We still maybe don't know. I mean, this is their first, in my opinion, really true test to see if they're ready to take over this conference.
I'm excited for that game, too. Cody, always appreciate it, man. What do you have for us that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Oh, boy. All kinds of stuff. Just hammering down, man. All the Wyoming coverage, still a little from San Jose State, looking at a little toward Air Force. And just a really weird to be writing about Air Force's passing attack as much as I have. And it is legit. You're right. It's absolutely legit. And if they can figure out a way to play just a little bit of defense on Saturday, they might come out with a W. But Wyoming has to win this game. They've been in must-win mode here for a minute, but Air Force doesn't have anything to play for. The Cowboys have everything to play for. And it's time to get that monkey out their back and win in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a hinge game here with Wyoming kind of sitting right in the middle of the conference. A win here would go a long way. So, Cody, always appreciate it, my man.
Thanks, Brady. Have a good week.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Yeah, Wyoming's 1-1 in the conference. They're smack dab in the middle of this thing. Air Force, I love watching this team. I'm actually shocked when you look at all the losses, where they sit. It was somewhat close game against Utah State, pretty close game against Boise State, close game against Hawaii, close game against Navy, close game against UNLV. They just can't get over the hump because, they're going to have to score 60. They're going to have to score 50 to win games. And I don't see them doing that against Wyoming, but I am torn on that game 100%. So picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. 49 minutes after the hour, Eric Gibson's going to join me in the second hour of the program, quarterback for the UNC Bears. I'm excited to talk to him. I haven't had him on the show before, so I'm really looking forward to it. We'll take a quick break, wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.